Welcome back. It is episode 18 of Idiosyncratic Transmissions, bringing the eclectic straight to your ears. I'm your host, Matt Breyer. Each week I bring independent music from across the web, compile it together into one convenient package for your listening pleasure. And this week we've got a variety of genres, from rock and roll to folk to maybe even a little jazz in there. But it's all independent, and it can get pretty eclectic sometimes. This week, maybe not so much, but you should see what I've got planned for the weeks ahead. I'm going to kick off this week with one from artist Megan Carey. Megan Carey is a Philadelphia-based singer-songwriter whose music career debut was an unintentional triumph. In 1998, she won the Billboard magazine's esteemed Critics' Choice for Best Newcomer for her first album, New Shoes. She's had a pretty eclectic life since then. She's got a new album coming out here in the end of January. I believe its official date is January 31st, which is is an important date for her, where she had, it's when she met her current husband back in 2002. New album is entitled Building This House, and if you're in the Washington, D.C. area, there is going to be a CD celebration party at a house concert. The date is January 21st, and it's a public house concert. Ticket price is $20, minimum age is 8, according to the website. If you have information, or if you would like more information and would like to reserve your place there, you can email info@folkingreatmusic.org, and it's spelled, I'll have a link to that in the show notes. It's spelled pretty much as it sounds. This is the title track off that new CD, Building This House, here on Idiosyncratic Transmissions.
Raising you up.
This next band shifts our show into a more of a rock and blues type feeling. Based out of Chicago, Vintage Blue. From their bio, trends and fads come and go, but honest, heartfelt rock and roll is here to stay, especially if Chicago rockers Vintage Blue have anything to say about it. After ongoing recent changes in their lineup and band moniker, the retooled quintet has reemerged with a stunning new 13-track record that goes a long, long way toward getting their point across. Formerly known as Tanglewood, the reformatted entity now known as Vintage Blue have followed up their 2010 debut recording, the 7-track California Road, with their first true full-length, Strike the Mics, which finds the band tighter, leaner, and more focused on contributing to the great American songbook than ever before. The change in name comes at a perfect time for the group, who have only recently evolved into a cohesive unit heard on Strike the Mics. Now, let's see, it looks like they have also on January 21st, if you're in the Chicago area, at the Subterranean, the concert tickets are going for $15 and $30. It's a 21 and over party. It's the official CD release party, so check that out if you're in the Chicago area. They'll also be playing the House of the Blues in Chicago on March 10th at 8 p.m. Ticket prices will be $25. And this is off of that album, Strike the Mic, Vintage Blue, with the song Speak.
Wake up every day
And with this next band, we swing even closer to the idiosyncratic transmission's home base. New Albany, Indiana, in fact, just across the river from Louisville. The band is Houndmouth. They've been kind of making a name for themselves in the scene here recently. Houndmouth is a collaborative folk rock band from the lowland plains and farmlands of Indiana and Kentucky. Their poetry emphasizes foolhardiness, and their soulful harmonies carry far. Once a folk duo, Katie Tupin and Matt Myers of the St. James Hotel joined up with Shane Cody of Riff Raff Revival and Zach Appleby to create a colossal electric sound with bouncy halftime beats, punchy guitar riffs, and a bit of facial hair. They have three songs out so far, and each one is really, really great, and it's hard to describe. Very hard to describe, but kind of a folksy rock sound. I guess it's probably not as hard to describe as I originally said. They also have a concert coming up. It looks like, pull up the info here for you real quick. They will be playing with Ponderosa Saturday on March the 3rd at Headliners Music Hall here in Louisville. The concert is just $5, so it's something I may even myself have to consider going out to see. This is one of the three songs that they've released. I will have a link to their Bandcamp or their SoundCloud page where you can listen to the other two. This is Penitentiary from Houndmouth here on Idiosyncratic Transmissions.
Come on now to the penitentiary.
New Year's Day, a time to relax, to reflect, to recover from the previous night's festivities. Generally not a day where you find a lot of activity going on, but this year it was a day of inspiration for this next artist, Jenny Dalton, singer-songwriter out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Recorded this song, Blue January, on New Year's Day this year. It's a very interesting song. It's a very good song, which is why it's being played on this show. You can go to her website and get this song, as well as her previous EP entitled Blood Folk, which was released in November of last year. This is Blue January from Jenny Dalton. Back in December, when I was including some Christmas music into the show, I played one from this band. It was their cover of Christmas Time Is Here from the Charlie Brown Christmas special. The band is Admiral Twin. They're based out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Well known for their harmony-infused three-minute rock explosions and century pop experimentation. They have a sound that ranges from Fountains of Wayne to The Beatles to Wilco. Here's a decidedly non-Christmas tune, Inclement Weather for Eustace and Isidore.
What else can you say? Eustace, you're always such a bore. I think here is a door. They say a door is nothing on its own. It must lead somewhere. I'd like to go somewhere. We could go for a look about in the attics and the closed rooms. Find diaries and letters of long dead dusty lovers. We just laugh when we were children, sneaking all around. We would make a sound. They'd beat us black and blue if we were found. But they can't touch us now. Don't mean to be a bore, but really is a door. You know, these gray days make me blue. I don't know what to do. No, there's nothing I want to do.
And we end today's, or this week's program, I should say, with one from net label Ah Records. I'm sure it's supposed to be more like Ah Records, but you know, who knows. And you may be wondering, if you may be new to the concept of the net label, and so here's a little write-up they have on their website. Of course, we didn't come up with all of that ourselves, and we are by far not the only net label that uses Creative Commons licenses. In fact, most of them do, and one central connecting element between net labels It is one central connecting element between net labels, but what exactly is a net label? Everyone knows record labels. Why are net labels so different that they need their own special name? Well, first of all, net labels operate online. You might have guessed that one. That's probably the most basic description. However, that's not all. Not only do many net labels use Creative Commons licenses, in most cases, they are non-profit oriented. They aren't companies. They release records more often as sound files and hardly on CD, are run by small groups or even single persons as a hobby. As said, net labels work that way in most cases. Every net label searches for its own way to fill the space the dying record industry dinosaur has opened for us. Ah, records. Again, it's probably supposed to be ah, records. Tries an approach that focuses on the combination of the best out of both worlds. And there are a lot of, I've been trying to explore some net labels. By far, this is the first one I've come across that isn't mostly electronic music, which isn't to say there aren't a lot out there that don't cater to electronic music. I just haven't found them yet. But this is a good jumping off point as any, so check them out. I will have a link to their website. The band that I'm playing is These Animals off of their debut EP entitled These Animals. And the title of the song will be Side by Side. These animals are four wild and charming creatures from the urban jungle, New York City. Imagine dreamy guitar soundscapes crossed with a Motown dancey rhythm selection, and you get close to what these animals do. Discover a mix of dreamy pop and danceable rock and roll that comes along with 60s-inspired harmonies, floating shoegaze guitar textures, and toe-tapping rhythms. That's a pretty good album. I mean, that's the beauty of net labels. You are probably more familiar with Noise Trade, which was started up to allow artists to give their music away for free, but it's based on the donation model. The hopes are that if you like the music, you will donate to the artist. And that's kind of how this net label is working. You can download the full album from These Animals, and if you like it, there's a donate button there for you to send money to them. The album is released under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike license. And here is a song off that album. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you'll go out and download it. I hope you've enjoyed this show as much as I've enjoyed putting it together for you. Working on trying to get some new hardware together so the sound of my voice and the music kind of mesh together better, and the overall flow of the show will hopefully also mesh together better. And I'm really excited. Looking forward to producing many shows this year. Hopefully we will break the 50-episode mark before the end of the year. So keep your fingers crossed. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to email me at mattman@idiosyncratictransmissions.com. If you go out to the website, www.idiosyncratictransmissions.com, there is a link at the top of the page called Contact Me, and there are many options you can use there. There's an online form, my email address, and the Google Voice number, which is 502-509-1607, where you can leave me in-depth feedback in the audio form. Please be aware that I may actually use your feedback on the show if you call in and leave me a message. Follow us on Twitter, IdiosyncPod, and also on Facebook. You can like us there. Here is the long-promised, 3 minutes ago, probably not, These Animals with Side by Side, ending this week's show. Have a good week.